believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, free, free.
Alrighty, welcome to... You like that one.
I know
Mary likes that one. I like that one, too.
It's a good song.
Big props to my man, Jay Dillon, for the producing on DH1. And stick around to the end of this to this show, and you'll hear the other version of What Is Your What as well. All right, so it is a What Is Your What Wednesday, and on What Is Your What Wednesdays, we talk about the tips, tools, strategies, and shortcuts from my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can get for free at whatisyourwhat.com/free. All right, so we've been covering a lot of great ground here and having some very interesting conversations here from the book, What Is Your What? And today I actually wanted to talk about something we haven't talked about before, and fortunately there's 200 plus pages in the book, so we can go for quite a while before I got to write a new version. All right, so let me ask you guys this. I want you to take a moment, and I want you to think about three people that you admire. All right, so three people that you admire. They could be people from your business life. They could be people from your personal life. They could be anybody, anytime that you've...
In any sort of admiration.
In any sort of admiration. People that you've... But more specifically, people that you feel like you kind of know them, right? So not that you have to know them personally, but you know enough about them. You know their story, you know their life, and you have a deep admiration and appreciation for those people. Now, it could be like your grandfather, it could be your mother, it could be your brother, it could be a friend, whoever that might be. So let me give you just a second or two here.
One last thing. Do they need to be alive?
They do not need to be alive.
Okay.
And you didn't have to necessarily know them. Like, it could be like a Mahatma Gandhi or a Martin Luther King or, but you know enough about their life to feel as though you've got enough to say, yes, that is someone that I admire, someone that I respect, someone whose character traits, you know, you look at and you go, wow, yeah, I would love to be that type of person in my life. So I'm going to give you a second here. I will take my meditation break for a moment here while you...
You never give us a heads up.
I don't ever give you a heads up. I want it to be spur of the moment. I don't want you to really think about this beforehand.
So remember when you asked us what's your word for the year?
Yes.
I changed my word since that show because you did not give me a heads up. Yeah. So my people can change too.
All right, your people can change too. All right, so we'll dance around this one at a time. All right, so Mary, so name one person that you really admire.
Definitely my dad.
Okay, definitely your dad. Okay, so name three words to describe your dad. Like charismatic, smart, funny, just not like a whole description, just...
No, optimistic.
Three words. Okay, hold on. So optimistic. Okay, go ahead.
Risk-taker.
Okay. So adventurous? No, risk-taker. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's another word I would put around him? Very supportive.
Supportive. Okay. All right, Rich, give me somebody.
Grandpa.
Okay, give me three words. Not a Richie description, just three words.
I would say charismatic for sure.
Charismatic, okay. Okay.
Loving.
Loving, mm-hmm.
And, I mean, caring's kind of under there too, but mm-hmm. I'd still say caring. He's definitely a nurturer.
Mm-hmm. Nurturing.
Yeah.
Let's say nurturing. Okay. Mary, I'm going back to you.
Okay.
One more person.
Let's see.
Somebody you really admire, living, dead, someone you really knew well or someone you just kind of knew of.
My mother-in-law.
Okay. So mom-in-law. Okay. Three words.
Giving.
Giving.
Generous.
Giving.
Kind of same.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Inclusive.
Mm-hmm. I get that. Okay. Those
Is
are good.
That three?
Uh-huh. Okay. Giving, generous, inclusive. Okay. Richie, give me one more.
Friend William.
Friend just, William. Does he go by Friend William?
No, I mean, it's just a friend of mine. You won't know him is the point.
Is it Will I Am?
Yeah. No, all right. So give me three words.
Definite risk taker.
So risk taker. Okay.
Big thinker. Like
big
just
big thinker. Uh-huh. That's two words, but we'll let it slide. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
It's a qualifier.
Uh-huh. Optimistic.
And optimistic. Awesome. All right, you want to do one more, or are we good with two?
It's your segment.
Yeah.
Do you have one more that comes to mind?
No,
you don't.
Not
you have one more that comes
head.
To mind.
I mean, not really.
Not really. Okay, that's fine. We can. So we can.
I mean,
can,
I have them, but it's not.
I can
like
work.
Flying.
I can work magic with this
because we could have both picked him, and we could get.
And
three
you, neither of you picked me. That's okay. I'm not mad.
Sure, you don't want to change it, Mayor.
You have an opportunity right now to change it.
No.
No, your card is in the box. You've closed the lid. You've turned the key, and you've
placed my vote.
Okay, you placed your vote. All right, sweet. All right, so. What I want to talk about here is basically what I call your circle of four. And a lot of people have, you know, different terms for this, and it's not a new concept, but I call it the circle of four. And so if you think about it in terms of, and I'm going to show it on the live video here, but if you think about it in terms of like a compass, right? So you've got north, south, east, and west on a compass with you in the middle. And the people that you surround yourself with in that circle of four are those four key people. And typically we have, well, hopefully we have four key people in our lives. Some people have two, some people have one, some people have eight. It doesn't matter what the number is that you know, end up with. But these are the people who have the biggest influence on our life. And some of them have a negative influence on our life, and others have a very positive influence on our life. But ultimately, these are the four people, the characters or however you want to call them, that play the biggest role, that play the biggest part of your life in again, for positive or negative ways. And so what is really interesting here is that when you look at this exercise of identifying the people that you most admire and the character traits that they display, it's very much like an exercise of looking in the mirror. Because when you use certain adjectives to describe these people, I believe you're actually describing yourself in a lot of ways. Because ultimately, you know, we're kind of like magnets, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's if the polarization is on the opposite side of the magnet, no matter how hard you try to squeeze them together, they won't go together. But if you turn one over, then they're like, you know, they click, right? They come together. So you are naturally attracted to some people, and you are naturally repulsed by others. I mean, you know, it's just human nature. It's just the way that it is. It's how we're naturally wired to excel in very specific ways. So what's really interesting is as you look at your dad, Mary, who is an optimistic person, who is a supportive person, who is a risk taker, who is giving, who is generous, who is inclusive, are there any of those adjectives that you would say fall outside of the realm or outside of the definition that you would give to yourself in terms of your own personality?
Well, it's kind of funny. They probably would describe me.
In those ways?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, and I would too. I mean,
is it because that's what we like about someone else that we want to draw out of ourselves? Because, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it kind of goes with that theory of people say that you tend to like people that you either are like or want to be more like.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah. And as we look at the adjectives that you use, Richie, for your grandpa and for Will I Am, you know, charismatic, loving, nurturing, a risk taker, a big thinker, and optimistic.
That is so you.
Isn't that so
is
Rich?
Totally you, Rich.
Right? Isn't that so
I
Rich?
I mean, just like, bam.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's totally and completely Rich. And
damn,
so,
I wish I would have said, they're rich.
And so
you're still wanting to be.
Right. And one of my favorite quotes from Machiavelli is he said that a prudent man or person should always follow in the footsteps of great men or people and imitate those who have been outstanding. And I think that if you look at the people in your life who you admire and you look at the people who if you had your druthers and there were certain characteristics that you could display and you could take the best of those people that you admire and bring that into yourself and share that way of being with the world, how different would your life be? And especially as it relates back to your circle of four and the people that you surround yourself with, of those key people in your life, how many of those people in your life, Rich, are charismatic, loving, nurturing, risk takers, big thinkers, and optimistic. And Mary, how many of the key people in your life are optimistic, risk takers, supportive, giving, generous, and inclusive? So just something to consider. Hmm. And if you're not surrounding yourself with people who have as their core traits the characteristics that you admire, it may be time to do some reshuffling of the deck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this is Mary's last show on Reinvention Radio. Good night.
It's funny you say that. My grandpa, one of the things my grandpa would say is, I know one of the hard, he looked me in the eye, he said, one of the hardest things you'll ever do in your life is divorce a friend.
Mm. Mm. So, and Will, it, you got to go.
5-minute box.
Yeah. It makes sense in hindsight.
But
yeah.
How do you do that with your children?
Well,
that's out of their, they're not in the equation.
Yeah, you know, they kind of are, right? And when they get 18, see ya. But no, I mean, but obviously it should at least open your eyes to the notion of I'm surrounding myself with people who either meet those characteristics and traits that I truly do admire in others, or they don't. And as such, I'm fighting this uphill battle of trying to create something from them that they are not. So, just something to think about. Think about your circle of four. And again, you can grab a free copy of the book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do at whatisyourwhat.com/free. Woo! Another What Is Your What Wednesday. Good quality fun. Thank you, Mary Gallet. Thank you, Richie Ote. I'm Steve Ulsher, and we will talk to you next Wednesday on What Is Your What Wednesday.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.